I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I am incredibly, incredibly proud to be a physician here at St. Jude. To be in a place where I know my patients are going to get the top-notch care. Not only care, but also research happening 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Every single person that contributes is a part of that St. Jude family that makes that happen. Because of everyone that is really committed to the mission of St. Jude, we're giving families hope.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
SAS, the most successful sports information system ever created. 25 straight years of winning. Featured on CNBC, Fox News, ESPN. SAS has not only shown profit every year since its inception, it is completely transparent, rating winners in unit values of 1 to 3 units, 3 units being a max play. SAS is releasing a 3-unit max play tonight absolutely free on a recorded message. Call now, 800-741-1122. Confident in this system and so certain of its results, they want you to try it absolutely free, no obligations. Call now and get the winner of Los Angeles, Seattle tonight, absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. Profits of 7 units tonight, absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. That's 1-800-741-1122. Los Angeles, Seattle, free.
Grab the boys, grab some beers, and get lucky at Hawthorne Racecourse. Horse racing is the original sports betting and features odds on every race that can make any day a big payday. Fall is here, which means the thoroughbreds are back. Feel the thunder opening weekend as real dirt racing returns October 10th with reduced admission, drink specials, and the thrill of live thoroughbred racing. Or get in on the action at their 7 Chicagoland Club Hawthorne OTBs with races from around the globe. Big odds, big payouts. Get in on the excitement at Hawthorne Racecourse today.
While supplies last, exclusions apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Jerry DiNardo, Big Ten Network College Football Analyst. NCAA. Mully and Hawes, College Football Expert.
Mully and Hawes, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Jerry DiNardo joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Morning, Jerry.
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Well, I guess we learned how good Ohio State is. Not that we didn't know, but they go into Nebraska and win 48-7. That game was over 5 minutes into it. Is Ohio State the best team in the country, Jerry?
Well, I don't know. You know, as you guys know, I live in a bubble, and I haven't watched anybody else play. So, you know, I never want to compare teams that I don't know anything about. I do know this. You know, Justin Fields has exceeded, I think, all of our expectations. The defense has fixed its problems from last year, and I give Ryan Day all the credit in the world because they have changed the schemes. They've helped the linebackers with their fits, which was a lot of the problem last year, voiding gaps because maybe they were too complex. Maybe they felt like they had to have the right defense versus the right formation in the right situation down after down, and the kids aren't necessarily computers. And Ryan Day gets a team ready, even though Nebraska's not very good right now, but I thought this was a big step for Ryan Day, going on the road, first-time head coach, and he had his team ready.
Jerry, Wisconsin-Northwestern, that game was an example of two pretty good defenses. I think Wisconsin looked like a top-10 team defensively. They struggled against Northwestern's defense, running the football, even though they got the hard yards when they needed to. Still pretty baffling to me when Northwestern had an opportunity to, you know, kick the extra point, and then Fitz going for it twice down the stretch when they lose 24-15. Did you understand that move, and what was your reaction at the time?
Okay, I didn't see it in real time, but I obviously got into it as soon as I heard about it, and I took Fitz's recommendation. I went to YouTube and watched John Harbaugh. So here's what I think he is saying. He is saying that the numbers, the analytic people that they hired or interacted with during the offseason have convinced them that if you go for it early in the game, if you go for two early in the game, it tells you later on exactly what you need. So if I could follow this, David, and you guys have followed it closer than I have. Okay, so they're down by 15. The conventional wisdom is to kick the point to be down by 14.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's saying, no, not in this situation. Early in the game, what we have learned is you go for two there, so it helps you know what to do at the end. I haven't fully grasped it. I haven't fully put my arms around it. But I have to say, you know, this guy's a pretty accomplished guy. He's a pretty smart guy. And it's maybe a new way of thinking it. So I still have to mess with it. I think it's well thought out. Whether we agree or disagree, he just didn't do it on a whim. Now, if you guys know anything more than what I just said, I'd appreciate it because I'm still trying to figure it out.
Well, it's fourth quarter, Jerry, and I just think that when you have an opportunity, and again, I understand the analytics and the numbers behind it as well, and I respect Fitz as any coach as much as any coach in America because I think he runs a great program. But I will say this, when you miss the two-point conversion, I don't know that you can measure the loss of momentum with a team. And I think when you have a team that is built around emotion and intangibles and all the things that Fitz stands for, and then you have an opportunity like that to keep the momentum alive, because when you miss a two-point conversion and all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, it's a bit of deflating at a time in the game when you don't want to be deflated.
Okay, David, so I would say this, okay, when you're doing the analytics before the season, you're not thinking about what you just said. So maybe if Fitz is thinking what you just said wasn't part of the conversation in the summer when they were in the air conditioning in their in their new facility and they were thinking about things and trying to make things better, which coaches do, maybe he didn't think through that part and maybe now he will. But I think we've summarized the situation pretty accurately. And now, you know, let's see what happens next time he's in that situation. He obviously is going to live with these decisions more than we have. But he certainly has me thinking about this whole, this whole topic, and obviously you two guys as well.
I'm curious to talk to you, Jerry, about this whole quarterback go-round thing. And I just find this fascinating. And I know that you're looking at the Big Ten more than anything else. But when you look at the Heisman Trophy race, there are four quarterbacks that seem to be mentioned most often. Jalen Hurts, of course, had to leave Alabama. Tua's at Alabama. That's why Hurts wound up at Oklahoma. Joe Burrow, who started at Ohio State and then wound up at LSU. And, of course, Justin Fields, who had to leave because he was behind Jake Fromm and goes to Ohio State. So there are these weird, like, three of these four guys we're talking about are transfer players. We know that when a quarterback doesn't play, they seem to go find the next team. The fact that this works, how do you balance that? And what do you think about that idea? Are you better off with a Justin Fields than a Joe Burrow, even though a lot of people think Burrow's probably as good an NFL prospect as anyone, Justin Fields playing phenomenally and really fits in the scheme.
Well, Mully, I hope this gets the adults' attention that set rules and that can change rules. I mean, who can say that those four young people aren't having a great experience, right? And so I go back to the transfer rule. You know, Burrow is better at LSU than he would be at Ohio State. He's not Ohio State's type of quarterback. Now, you could go back and say, why did they recruit him? Well, he was an Ohio kid. His dad was a coach. You know, they can adjust their offense. The spread is very adjustable. If you have a pocket guy like Dwayne Haskins, if you have a runner or a dual threat guy like some of the guys they've had. So, you know, this seems to me to be working. If we are the parents of those four children, they have all found a non-traditional way to have a great deal of success. And a non-traditional thought is that you should be able to transfer without the penalty of sitting out a year. Just like 10 years ago, 8 years ago, we never thought a graduate could transfer and be immediate eligible. Just like we thought if you had the best lawyer, you can argue a case at the NCAA where they gave you an appeal. If you didn't have a high-priced lawyer, you didn't win the appeal. So let's start thinking in terms of this is four examples of how the transfer issue needs to be addressed in modern day thinking. And that's what I take away from those four quarterbacks.
And, Jerry, nobody's going to feel sorry for college football coaches today based on how much money they make. But I have to look at the Rutgers situation and wonder what they're doing after four games firing Chris Ash. Now, I'm not going to make a case for him keeping his job at the end of the year. I'm not going to necessarily argue that he was doing a great job and running a terrific program. But four games in, I don't know what you're accomplishing unless he did something, you know, inappropriate, unless he did something illegal, unless he broke, violated some rule that we're unaware of. But what was behind that, and what did you think of it?
Okay, so obviously it was bad timing getting Michigan after they got thumped at Wisconsin, right? So I'm hoping that they didn't overreact to a highly motivated, more talented Michigan team. But here's the one thing that Patrick Hobbs, the AD, David, said in the press conference. We believe we have more talent on this team than we're showing. Okay, and I have said this over and over as a coach who's been fired, and we won't get into my personal feelings about my firing, but here's what I've learned. When the AD no longer believes in your plan, whether it be 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, that's the time to separate. Everyone's making enough money. Firing a coach that has made generational wealth isn't the worst thing that's ever happened to a person. Now, whether Chris Ash has made generational wealth or not, I don't know, but he will as a coordinator and so on and so forth. Okay, so if Patrick Hobbs believed in Chris Ash's plan going into this year, and he said, I have to see a little bit more. Once he said they have more talent than we're seeing, is there any worse evaluation that somebody wants to hear? That means you're underachieving, right? That means you're undermotivating, you're underachieving, whether it's true or not. You know, Chris Ash probably has something to say whether it's true or not. You know, and he might say, Patrick Hobbs, you don't know what the talent is. I'm a football coach. So, but my point is, once Patrick Hobbs said, I don't believe in this, the sooner you do it, the better as you prepare to hire a new coach.
Jerry, a couple of the big games this week, Iowa at Michigan and Michigan State going into Ohio State, which, I mean, we talk so much about Ohio State because of the explosive offense. I think Chase Young has 8 sacks in 5 games, something like that. Now, I don't know, you're probably watching a lot closer. Is that due to the situation where they're getting so far ahead, teams are throwing more? And, you know, it seems like he's having a great year.
No, Mully. I mean, he got a sack or a near sack in the first play of the Nebraska game. No, this kid, you know, I mean, I'm not sure I'm qualified to say he's better than both of the Bosa brothers, but I'm qualified to say there's a conversation there that he's going to be a first rounder. He could be the first pick in the draft, depending on who gets the first pick and if they need a rusher. No, this guy is absolutely legit. Urban and I did this one breakdown of him. There's a point where he rushes the quarterback. I can't remember what game it is. And him and the other defensive end are at the same level. And Chase makes a 90-degree turn because the quarterback steps up. And the other rusher, who's also a very good player, he's kind of bowing his rush. This guy can turn on a dime like he's some point guard that weighs 185 pounds. I mean, he's unbelievable talent. And there's times, obviously, and this happens to every Ohio State player, there's times when he's just flat out better than the opponent. Hmm. And when you add the two things up, you know, it's a dangerous mix.
Great stuff. Jerry, thank you. Great catching up with you.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Jerry.
It.
Thanks, guys.
That is Jerry DiNardo. Always a joy to talk to Jerry. And he's right. Chase Young is the real deal. He's the goods, buddy. He's the only defensive player in a Heisman
He's a
watch.
Game wrecker.
He is a and God knows
That's
you need
high
those.
Praise.
You need those on any football team, pal. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
Have a smart speaker at home? It's easy to listen to The Score. Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com and stream The Score live from your smart speaker instantly.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install carpets, heating and cooling systems, sheds, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
SAS, the most successful sports information system ever created. 25 straight years of winning. Featured on CNBC, Fox News, ESPN. SAS has not only shown profit every year since its inception, it is completely transparent. Rating winners in unit values of 1 to 3 units. 3 units being a max play. SAS is releasing a 3-unit max play tonight, absolutely free on a recorded message. Call now, 800-741-1122. Confident in this system and so certain of its results, they want you to try it absolutely free, no obligations. Call now and get the winner of Los Angeles, Seattle, tonight, absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. Profits of 7 units tonight, absolutely free on a recorded message. 800-741-1122. That's 1-800-741-1122. Los Angeles, Seattle, free.
Rock and Hank Williams Jr.
Hey, it's David Hall, and I like using Uber for rides around town. Might even use an Uber to get to that concert on Saturday night. And I had a driver recently tell me he loves driving with Uber, too. So now, if you start driving with Uber, I bet you'll love it. One reason, well, Uber guarantees earnings offers for new driver partners so you'll know how much you'll earn. When you drive with Uber, you'll have phone support 24/7 and get the help you need when you need it. Uber also maintains auto liability insurance on behalf of drivers in case of a covered accident. And in addition to being your own boss, working on your own schedule, when you drive with Uber and sign up for instant pay, every day can be payday. You can cash out up to 5 times a day. And here's the kicker. Uber is providing a limited time earnings guarantee offer so you know in advance what you'll earn. So right now, all new Uber driver partners can earn at least $2,500 in Chicago for their first 400 trips completed within 90 days of sign-up. Limited time offer, terms apply. If you don't make the guaranteed amount of $2,500 in fares for your first 400 trips, Uber will pay the difference. So sign up today at uber.com/drive. That's uber.com/drive. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
Chances are, you're behind the wheel right now, which means you're sharing the road with people like Ms. Popular, whose last text just can't wait. That's why at Hyundai, our full line of sedans and SUVs are designed with your safety in mind. Come see why the longer you look, the more there is to like.
Now, lease the Tucson for $189 a month for 36 months with $34.89 due at lease signing. See your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today. Offers end October 31st. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
Voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's full of the military news and lifestyle stories that bring vets closer. Closer to the things you care about, like benefits, employment, women's issues, and what's happening in the veteran community. It's things that affect your wallet and everything from happy hour to firepower. No matter what branch you were, we're the site that salutes you. ConnectingVets.com.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the Radio.com app today. And listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the Radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Conference champion Chicago Wolves start pursuing the Calder Cup on Saturday night. Allstate Arena, the place for opening night tickets. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. We are winners. We are the Wolves.